seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام عليكم بالدعاء فإن الدعاء لله والطلب إلى الله يرد البلاء وقد قدر وقضي ولم يبق إلا إمضاؤه فإذا دعي الله عز وجل وسئل صرف البلاء صرفه.
إمام الكاظم عليه السلام stated, I urge you to supplicate, for verily supplication to Allah and seeking from Allah repels calamity, which may have been destined and decreed, with just execution remaining. So if Allah is supplicated and is asked to avert a calamity, it is averted.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we look at the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence taught his companions and spoke to his companions about a concept called ad-du'a, supplication. And so in these du'a and these supplications, we find that Imam al-Kazim teaches his companions in this form of a dialogue on how exactly to pray to Allah and how exactly to address Allah. Now, these du'as in themselves have a very deep and profound meaning as well. In one instance in this dialogue where Imam al-Kazim was teaching his companion on how to do dua and what to say in a dua, Imam al-Kazim, while addressing Allah, says, You, O Allah, know what I conceal
And you, O Allah, know what I make public. In our lives, dear friends, this seems to be one of the great keys to success and prosperity upon our path of Islam. If only we realize and understand that the Almighty Allah knows what we conceal, meaning whatever we think, whatever we have in our hearts, whether it is greed or lust or carnal desires or hate or anger or jealousy, Allah knows it all. And so is it not embarrassing for us to realize that there are these kind of wicked, evil, lowly things in our hearts, and yet Allah is aware of them? And so, of course, we ask for forgiveness from Allah, that may He not only purify these evil characteristics and attributes from our hearts, but may Allah, the Merciful, forgive these faults within our heart. And of course, we as an individual must work hard towards improving these aspects of ourselves. And not only this, when we address the oppressors of the world and the bullies of the world, whether on a local, domestic level, or on a national or even global level, they must remember that Allah knows what is public. Allah knows what is happening, and He is the ultimate judge, and He will surely judge those who do wrong, and He will surely judge those who do right. And Almighty Allah, the Creator of all of existence, will punish those who do wrong, and He will reward all those who do right. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When you look at the time of the seventh Imam, you know, he also actually lived in the circumstances of taqiyya more than any of the Imams before him. And I'll just give you one example that when it comes to the situation of the seventh Imam, all the Imams who came before, still, they lived at a time where it was possible for them to publicly announce their successor, at least among the Shia community. But by the last days of the sixth Imam, it became so difficult. And this is amazing that now you have Banu Abbas. The Hashemite rulers are there, not Umayyads. But they were more cruel in a way. Things have become so bad that the sixth Imam realized that if we disclose who is my heir and successor publicly, you know, Banu Abbas, they are actually looking for who will be my successor, and they will eliminate him. So what Imam did was, besides, you know, talking to his old close companions and letting them know about our seventh Imam, he actually wrote a will which was to be opened and publicly pronounced, so everybody would know about it. And that's where you see our sixth Imam uses what we call Tawriya.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.